picture.
Okay. Sorry. Got it.
All right. Are we good to go? All right. We are finally back. We are actually back. Hashtag G2 Reach. We're wrapping up the G2 Reach event, which was amazing. If you've been following us all day long, you've had every single speaker. None more important than having Melissa on the show. I want to start off by saying, first off, you just left the stage.
I did, like 2 minutes ago.
And there's people like flying by us, and I missed most of your speech, so I'm not going to ask you questions about that because you just did it.
It was incredible.
I heard the claps. I heard everyone going bananas in there. I wanted to say this, like, ever since we have a new baby, so 13-week-old baby, I can't go to the gym. Like, I can't get anything done.
Yeah.
Business is crazy.
I remember.
And we have been talking about how do we start living more healthy. So while I want to talk to you about G2 Reach and Whole 30 and all that, there is very rarely an opportunity where I sit down with someone who can literally tell me in 30 days
how to get
my shit together. So I am asking you specifically, what do you recommend for people who, and this is for my wife who's probably not listening, she should be, if you love me, you would be listening, how exactly we busy entrepreneurs, new mothers, anyone who's in a lifestyle that is just, it's really hectic, it's difficult. How do you recommend we get started?
So what I've discovered is that when people feel like their food is in order, like they're in control of their food, not in a disordered way, but just in a way where they feel like they're nourishing themselves, it gives them capacity in so many other areas of their life. In a way more than just like starting an exercise program or meditating.
I completely agree.
Food is really foundational. So with a program like the Whole30, because it's incredibly well-resourced, like we walk you through it every single step of the way, right down to if you want all your meals delivered, you can do that too. Taking that on as a self-experiment during this really stressful time, imagine how much better you'll be able to cope with the stressors of being a new parent if you're sleeping better, if your energy is more consistent, if your mood is up, if you feel like you always have like healthy food in the fridge that you can grab at any point. So I think it will spill over into other areas and give you the sense of like confidence.
I completely agree. And I would go so far as to say, like, some people, like, obviously I overeat and like that is what it is. But my biggest problem is that I find that because of what you just said, like I want to be in control, I don't eat. So like during this stressful period of time, I don't eat because then I know like, yeah, I was good. I'm going to binge after this like 14-hour day.
Well, and what you also have to understand is that biologically, when we are under chronic stress, it promotes sugar cravings.
Yes.
You're not weak. You're not lacking willpower. It is because your body feels like you are being chased by a tiger 24/7 because
totally.
You're underslept and overstressed and probably undernourished in terms of vitamins and minerals. So you are now craving sugar all the time, which makes it very, very difficult for you to resist. So you don't eat at all. Then you're prowling through the pantry until like 11 o'clock at night, which makes it very hard to get on a normal schedule. If you're able to get into something like the Whole30, which will physiologically nourish you, but also help change things like your cravings and your resilience to stress, then I think you have a lot more capacity to handle the parent stuff.
I know you've talked about this a million times. What was that moment where you were like, I have to do something about this, and then you figured out Whole30?
Well, it wasn't. It started off as just a self-experiment. It was like, I wonder what would happen to my training if I, you know, cleaned up my diet, that last 20%. It was such a transformational experience. So I was already eating really well. I was eating like pretty healthy whole foods. I was exercising a ton. But what the Whole30 showed me in that first self-experiment were all the ways that I was using food to like comfort, to reward, to punish myself, to self-soothe, to relieve anxiety. And so it taught me different ways to cope and sit in my feelings instead of just numbing them with food. And I felt like for the first time in my life, I was able to get off the scale and out of the mirror and really developed a healthy relationship with food. That's where the power came from for me, was it highlighted issues I didn't even know I had.
Yeah. I mean, I think for me, and I know speaking for my wife, when you've got a child and you've just got like life, right? Like just life is in your face, especially for us who are a little immature, and then we make that like adulting move. There's something about not having control of food.
Yeah.
But also, like, I don't know what the best way to put it is. Like, when you know what you're eating, but also why.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, like at work, in training, or in your business, you know why you make certain moves, you know why you make certain hires, you know why you do everything. eating, you're just like, I'm just hungry.
Yes.
And there's so much power.
Well, and it can make you feel like the cycle of craving and over-consuming, and then the guilt and the shame that comes from that, and then the stress that comes from that, which leads to more craving, which leads to more over-consuming. You can feel like crazy in the cycle. I don't want to keep doing this. Why do I keep doing it? And so when you break down some of the psychological and physiological reasons that we are hardwired to crave these foods in today's modern world, A, it can help you feel less crazy and make you understand a little bit more why you're doing what you're doing, but it also gives you the tools to break the cycle.
Yes, totally.
Yeah.
So I have to ask you, obviously, you know, all the people were listening to you talk, and you have your talking points, and you know, like, how to inspire people, but very few times you have the opportunity to tell people, this is what I want you to leave with. What is the one thing that you hope everyone at G2 Reach leaves with today?
I really want to leave them with the idea of building your brand with your community. You know, so often we think about we're delivering a product to the customers and then customers are giving feedback to us. But what we're really, what I've done is like built the bus with the people riding.
Yep.
And I think if you do that by giving stuff away for free and showing yourself a lot of, and your community a lot of grace and kind of using that to figure out what works and what doesn't, having a really clear vision, communicating that vision, kind of hedgehogging around that
vision,
this is what we do, this is what we're good at, and we're going to stay here until we get really, really good at it, that allows you to build that customer loyalty, it allows you to build that community, and it allows you to build the trust that you really need, I think, to succeed in a world full of so like busy, crowded, loud social media.
Totally. So I'm going to ask selfishly for me personally and for my wife, what is the first thing that we should do if we want to try to get our eating under control? What should we pay attention to? I mean, obviously go to Whole30.com is a good starting point. But like, what is a first victory that we can try to attack?
I think it's hard because I think people want to baby step. They want to be told like, well, just like give up soda or just give up sugar. But the problem is that there are so many different foods that are probably contributing to
this pattern
that like if I just tell you to eat less sugar, that might create more stress because you're like, less than what?
Yeah.
You know, is 2 grams a day okay? Is 10 grams a day okay? The reason the Whole30 is so black or white is because it actually takes a lot of the decision making out of your hands, which for a new parent can be really amazing. Like, oh my gosh, I don't have to think about this anymore. I read the label, it has sugar, I don't eat it.
None of us have time for another job.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So, you know, I encourage people, if you feel like the Whole30, while it is some work, would relieve more stress than it would bring on, then it might be good to just dedicate some resources to that in the beginning, you know, to avail yourself of like all of the convenience things that we have to offer, the products, the meal planning resources, the frozen meals. You can easily, you know, do a Whole30 in 30 days without adding a ton to your burden as a new parent. And then see if it gives you the capacity you're hoping for.
And I want to ask you, just as a future consumer, what should be an expectation when you start Whole30 for a month? What should people look for?
So, the first thing I want you to do is plan and prepare more than you think you're going to need to plan and prepare. Like, this is a very different animal, even if you already eat well. So doing things like meal planning, having emergency food on home, putting some meals in your freezer for nights where like things go crazy or you don't want to cook.
Like
those are all really important. But then I also want to remind you to keep it simple. Your only job for 30 days is to put Whole30 food in your mouth.
Yeah.
That's it. And I will get people who are like, oh, I'm on my first Whole30, but I think I'm eating too much fruit or I ate too much nut butter tonight. And I'm like, look, was it Whole30? Did you put it in your mouth? You're doing fine.
And then it doesn't
count. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. I appreciate you taking the time. Thank you for coming to G2.
Yeah.
And I honestly look forward to trying Whole30 myself. I think it's going to be awesome.
Well, you know who to call if you have questions.
I definitely know how to call you. For sure. Folks, this is a wrap for us. Boom, that is a wrap. That is our last speaker. G2 Reach event is officially done. We'll post this video as well as Goddard's video tomorrow so that you guys are fresh. We are like 9 interviews in today. Thank you for hanging with us. And check us out at TechNori. Check out G2 Crowd at G2 Crowd. Check out at Whole30. Check out at Katoon. Thank you. Have a great night. Sam, we're good? We're good.
Awesome. Thank
good.
You so much.
Yeah, my
that was
pleasure.
Fantastic.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's a whirlwind.
Where do you live?
Oh, in Glen Ellyn.
I don't know where that is. Sorry, is that here?
Western Summit, Chicago.
Oh, got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Chicago. Sorry, I was like, where do you live in Chicago?
We like have a lot of resources in Chicago. Yeah, a lot of Whole30.
My office is here. We're right here.
Oh, really? Yeah. There's a Whole30 restaurant delivery.